Like, let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Chris Show.
Welcome to a Friday episode of The Chris Show, and we're getting oh so close to Halloween. Very excited. Producer Tanner is so excited. You showed up to the studio in costume.
I did.
You look like a professor, but...
Yes, I feel very dapper today.
What exactly is your character that you're dressed up like?
So I am dressed as a character from Animal Crossing. His name is Blathers. He's a museum curator, and he's an owl. And he doesn't have a voice actor in the game, but I would imagine that this is what he sounds like.
That is delightful. All right, let's kick off the show with a little game we like to call.
How well do you recognize this movie scene?
It was my favorite movie.
I remember that when I was a kid.
This is Guess the Movie.
All right, Professor Blathers and I will reenact a scene from a very famous movie from the early 80s. I would say that this is the movie that I remember first crying at.
Oh, really?
Young child when I saw this movie and couldn't control my emotions. So, yes.
There you go. Fun fact.
Big time. All right. And scene. He's a man from outer space and we're taking him to a spaceship.
Well, can't he just beam up?
This is reality, Greg. All right. And scene.
And that's it.
Also, Reese's Pieces became very popular after this movie.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I'm learning things today.
So you're a wise guy now.
Lisa, you're tearing me apart.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo.
Did you pick up on Chris's impeccable acting? Let's see who guessed the right movie.
Hi there, this is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Are you a customer or associate?
Customer.
Oh, okay. You just calling in to guess the movie?
Yes, I do.
All right, what do you think it is?
E.T.
Absolutely correct, Kathy. That is amazing. What's your favorite item to shop for at Walmart?
Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Dr. Pepper. Nothing like grabbing a 2-liter of Dr. Pepper and watching E.T.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good Friday night. All right, Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. Way to get that right. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
This is Leanne.
Hello, Leanne. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from store 5430.
Where's that at?
It's in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Love it. You calling in to give a shout out?
I am. The apparel team here would like to say happy birthday to Nancy.
Oh, happy birthday, Nancy.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling in from lovely Albuquerque, New Mexico. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye.
This is Dylan calling from Paris Walmart, and I just wanted to say today's my birthday. I turned 20 today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
What store number is
really
that?
I really appreciate that, man. 493.
All right, Dylan. Happy birthday. I hope it's a great day.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it, man. You made my day. You made my day.
Appreciate you. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. No problem. You too.
Master Dad Joke Theater with Chris.
I don't get it.
All right, it's a spooktacular Master Dad Joke Theater today. We're going to tell some ghoulish jokes. Ridiculous. All right, producer Tanner.
All right, here we go. What do you get when you mix a snowman with a vampire?
I have no clue.
Frostbite. Eh?
It makes sense. It makes sense. What's a ghost's favorite dessert?
What is it?
Boo! Berry pie.
All right. That also makes sense. Okay, here's my next one. Who won the skeleton beauty contest?
I don't know.
Nobody.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
All right. All right, last joke that you have to suffer through. What do skeletons say before dinner?
What do they say?
Bon appetit.
Ah.
I like that I got two food-inspired ones. We just pulled these out from a, what is it?
Yeah, just
like a scary joke pile.
Yeah, just a stack of scary joke cards.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that. Spooktacular version of Master Dad Joke Theater.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, this is Brady from store 2021 Rayham, Massachusetts.
You calling in to give a shout out, Brady?
I'm actually going to give my own self a shout out. So a little announcement to make, and I'm very proud of myself. As of October 22nd, I had my 1-year anniversary.
Congratulations, Brady. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything that you do. Great job.
Thank you. That means the world to me.
Have a wonderful day, Brady.
This is Lisa. I'm at store 28 in Miami, Oklahoma.
Hello,
I was wanting
Lisa.
To do a shout out to one of our associates. She is celebrating her 40th year here.
Happy 40th year. That is incredible.
Her name is Sharon Hames, and she is over in the apparel department, and she is just a beautiful spirit, and we just love her to pieces.
All right. Way to go, Sharon. Happy 40 years. Thank you so much for calling in with that great shout-out.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, this is Miguel, store 1528 Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Hey, Miguel. You calling in to give a shout-out?
Yes, I am. A couple of shout-outs. I forgot some people. I got Kathy H., 20 years. Logan, 13 years, is the team lead. Christine M., 19 years out of the pharmacy. And last, team lead Megan, who got promoted to coach at 3630 in Marion, Iowa.
All right, way to go, whole team. Miguel, thank you so much for calling in with that wonderful shout out. He hung up, didn't he? Miguel, have a great day.
It's another epic showdown.
All right, the results are in for the animal that best personifies Halloween. We had bats versus cats versus spiders versus ravens. Producer Tanner, you said bats, correct?
I did say bats, yes.
All right, congratulations. 42% of you agreed with Producer Tanner.
Woohoo!
Bats best personify the spirit of Halloween.
Yeah.
Spiders, my pick, third place at 24%. Cats at 25%, and ravens, 8%.
All right.
Very cool. All right.
Nice.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that was a fun little showdown.
What a fantastic Friday we've had. Thank you to all the associates and customers that called in with those song requests and shout-outs and answering today's Guess the Movie of E.T.
Oh, yeah.
The most terrifying movie on the planet. According to who? I don't know. All right, everybody, I want you to remember, it's always a good day to have a great weekend.
Kirby Gwen and friends.
Hi, Kirby Gwen. This is HSM1737.
The light of my life. How are you, darling?
Doing good. I'm doing good. How have you been?
I'm all right. It's good to hear your voice. Now, we got a little bit to discuss here. First, of course, shout outs, all of that good stuff. If you got a request, you know I got you covered. But more importantly, what are you about to be for Halloween, boo?
Oh, baby, it's Spider-Man for Halloween,
okay,
baby.
Okay, yes. Spider-Man. Give us a little Peter Parker. Or wait, Miles Morales.
I want to give a big shout out to my coach, Coach Misha. Her birthday is tomorrow.
All right.
So, yes, it's Scorpio season. And give a shout out to the whole OGP and Wanda.
And shout out to you and the team, AJ. Always love to hear from you, boo. And love you, friend. Bye.
Bye.
Podcast. You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast. This is the group chat with Kirby Gwen and friends.
All right, it is time to take a look at some of the stories trending across the World Wide Web. First up, Britney Spears has released her memoir, The Woman in Me, where she shares intimate details about her life, including her childhood, career, relationship with Justin Timberlake, and her conservatorship battle. Now, the book doesn't cover her recent divorce. However, her ex-husband has shown his support and pride for Britney's work, and she's excited about finally sharing her story with the world. Support Britney.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading this. It's supposed to be quite the page turner.
Yeah, I heard the same thing too. So, that's all. We're going to leave it right there.
Or if it comes out on a book on tape, I'll listen to it.
I just knew you were going to be looking for I knew you were looking for that.
I'll wait for the movie.
The podcast recap. Next up, Canadian TikTok star Pinky Doll, who's already garnered the attention of celebrities like Timbaland, revealed that Cardi B sent her a supportive voice message during a low point in her life. Cardi's message encouraged Pinky Doll to keep going, and the TikTok star expressed how Cardi's words had a profound impact on her, inspiring her to continue her journey. Yeah, you know, I think that sometimes when we see people on TikTok, like, you have to remember, like, those are people who, that's their dream. You know, I think
Yes.
They need encouragement and support too. And people are so harsh on the internet.
Well, the thing she got famous for is kind of strange.
It is.
Nothing,
but she found her lane.
As a person,
she found her lane. You can't deny she found her lane.
No, I can't.
You can't. We all watched it, Dave. I know I sent you several of those live streams.
I did not care for any of them.
Oh, and finally, a reality series, Squid Games, The Challenge, inspired by the popular Korean dystopian drama Squid Game, has released a trailer with the competition set to premiere on November 22nd, offering a record-breaking prize. Ready, Dave?
No. Did you watch Squid Game?
Exactly. I was getting there. But listen to this. The prize is $4.56 million. The show features 456 contestants participating in various games based on the original series. And that is the line for me, because I didn't even finish Squid Games. After they played that first, I said, this is not the show for me.
Yeah, I think I made it through about the first four episodes. Mm-mm. And then I was like, I can't do this anymore.
No, that's not my ministry right there.
You better up that prize.
I need to know more about like the competition, the finite details, because that creeps me. I literally have goosebumps right now. That creeps me out, man.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, my name is Delaney, and I'm calling from store 6173.
Hey, Delaney, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. You sound like you got a lot of sunshine in your spirit today. What's up?
Not much. I just want to give a shout out to my amazing Vision Center manager, Jan Jones, and my other coworker, Haley Thomas.
All right. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you.
Any requests, Delaney, before you go?
No, ma'am.
All right. I just put something jazzy on for you. Thanks for checking in.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
So much joy.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from, friend?
This is Miguel from store 1528.
Hey, Miguel.
In Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I got a couple shout-outs I want to do.
All right. Floor is yours.
Okay. We got Janet from Cap 2 for 17 years. And two belated anniversaries I forgot. Nicole from Receiving, 33 years. And Team Lead TJ, 28 years.
Nice. That's a wealth of knowledge in that building.
Oh, yes. It's fun to work with these people.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Miguel. You have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast. And now, from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. Today is simply a reminder that yes, indeed, it is actual and factual. You are good enough. Yes, friend, you got the skills, you got the talent. And if you don't have all the tools, you have the skills, talents, and abilities to get to the tools you need to succeed. I got faith in you. Keep doing your thing, friend. And thank you so much for listening to the show. And as always, love, remember, life, it is what you make it. So please make it a good one. Love you. Bye.
The Bo Show.
I am really excited today because I am back in my home state of Pennsylvania and the home store where it all started. This is Meadville, Pennsylvania, store 1656, and they're having their re-grand opening celebration today. I'm with store manager Jen. The store looks amazing, Jen. Tell us a little bit about some of the new areas you put in and maybe some associates you'd like to shout out.
Sure. We have expanded many categories in the store. Super excited. We have some fresh pet, fresh baby. We have bigger selections in our deli department, our dairy department, and I'm just so proud of all of my associates. We had so many wonderful associates come from so many different stores that have helped so much get us through this remodel, and just my original associates that are still here when we opened 30-some years ago.
And there, how many associates off the top of your head do you remember? How many? Is it like seven?
Yes.
Original associates?
Yes.
That's quite a few to have here. And that's like over 20 years plus with the company. That's a long time.
Oh, yeah. We're over 30 now.
Over
30, yes.
Very cool. All right. So now we are only broadcasting to markets 228 right now. All right. So all of the Northwest Pennsylvania, we'll call it, stores are hearing you. Is there anything you'd like to say to any of those neighboring stores as they came and helped?
Just absolutely thank you. The talent that was sent here to help was absolutely amazing. They really owned it while they were here, and I cannot be more appreciative to them. They really just blended right into our team and helped us. And, you know, their little stint was supposed to be just a couple months, and maybe it went a little bit longer than that, but they still stayed engaged, and those stores managers that gave up those wonderful associates for all that time. Just very grateful.
One of the things that I noticed right away, did you get a new floor?
We did.
Because I remember this floor having the tile.
Yes.
And now you have the concrete, nice polished concrete. It looks fantastic. Love it. Now, Halloween just around the corner. I'm asking all of your associates throughout the day today, and we're posting it on social. What's your favorite candy? Do you have one?
Oh, I have to go with Reese Cup.
Yeah, that seems to be shooting its way to the top of the list.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That and like Reese's, I think, are tied right now. Well, Jen, thank you again for having us here. Really appreciate you.
Well, we absolutely love you, and thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
One of the associates here, I would love for you to go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are and what do you do here in the store?
My name is Holly Amy, and I am a SFA. FS Digital Associate.
And what does FSF stand for?
Ship from store.
That's right. Now, how long have you been with Walmart?
24 years.
So just a minute.
Yeah, just a, yeah.
Just a little bit. Now, you, I think when I first started, was a zone manager. Am I right?
When you started, yes, I was.
What was your favorite position throughout those 20 plus years?
I've actually had a couple of them. I really enjoyed the stationery department. I had that for about 9 years.
And then what was your favorite department after that?
Probably the meat department.
Yes. Now, I remember you being over there too, because I think you got promoted while I was here too.
Yes. They did away with his own positions.
Exactly. Yes. And you were always just going on that position. And now you're over at Ship From Store. Now, what's your favorite part about that position?
Well, I don't know. All I do is package an order and ship it out.
Taking care of the customer every single day.
I mean, when you pack the stuff, you have to make sure it's in good condition. Mm-hmm. And I guess, for a lack of better ways to say it, if I wouldn't want it shipped to me like that, I'm not going to ship it to them like that.
That's right. You're the last line of defense.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
To make sure that the customer and Walmart Plus member is getting something that is pristine. It's exactly what they're looking for.
Right,
There's no issues with it. So, Holly, can I call you just Holly?
I think
that's what I called you when I was here. But I really appreciate our time together. When I worked in the store, you were a great associate to always come to and ask questions and full of knowledge because you've been here for quite some time. And you always had a smile on your face and you loved doing your job.
We had fun.
Is there anybody in the store you want to shout out?
Oh, just everybody in the store. This store has done really, really great. We still have some associates here that have been here since day one of the store opening. And they are a godsend because if you have questions, you go to them. We have a lot of long-term associates other than those two that weren't here from the beginning. And just the knowledge that the people have in this store and just being able to tap into that from other people is huge. And getting the new associates in here and just working with them. And look, you have to have fun at your job or it's not worth coming into, really. You got to have fun. So just having fun every day at the store. And now I'm back in SFS and the group back there is just absolutely phenomenal. We laugh, we have fun, but we still get our job done.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's what it's all about. It makes the day go along faster and it's more pleasant to be at work. If you got to be away from your family and you have to be working, what better way to do it than to have fun when doing what you're doing?
Oh, I like that tagline. I think I'm going to steal that. We laugh, we have fun, but we get the job done. I like that. Holly, Amy, thanks again.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for having us here.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Getting set to wrap things up here at Store 1656 in Meadville, Pennsylvania, their grand reopening celebration. And before I head out, we're going to do a fun game here right now with a couple of associates. And it's super simple. They're giving me the look like, oh boy, oh man, I didn't know there was going to be a test. It's actually really, really easy. But first, go ahead and tell me your name and then what department do you work in?
Hello, my name is Avery, and I am at the seasonal team here at Store 1656.
And you've been with the company now for how many years?
Over 5 years.
Very nice. And we have?
Team Lean Johnston. I'm over in the Hoon area.
All right. And tell me, and you've been with the company for way too long. 23 years. He's laughing. 24 years. Okay, see? All right, very nice. What is, with Halloween around the corner, your favorite candy? That's not so hard, right?
Favorite candy is a Snickers.
Snickers, okay. I think that's two for Snickers, possibly.
You can never go wrong with a Reese's Peanut Butter.
Ah, yes. All right. I think that's three now, or four for Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, so it shot to the top. All right, another question. What is your favorite part of the store that's been remodeled?
I'm going to say the front. The front end looks beautiful.
All right, very cool.
Gorgeous.
Love the grab-and-go area. If your store doesn't have the grab-and-go area, when you get a remodel, you'll probably get that grab-and-go area. It's amazing. Justin, what about you?
I'd say probably the dairy department.
Yeah?
Really expanded it.
Very cool.
Huge cooler, so it's awesome.
Very nice. Any associates you guys want to give a shout-out to, somebody working with you guys day in and day out that's crushing it with you?
Definitely. I'd like to give a shout-out to my coach, Michelle, and my team lead, Stephanie, and our whole seasonal team.
All right. Justin?
Probably my food and consumables team. They really knock it out every single day.
Awesome. Love that. Well, that's going to do it for us. Dave and I are going to head on out the door. We're going to see the beautiful scenery the rest of the way back to the airports here in northwest Pennsylvania where fall has truly begun.
Fall is falling very much here. Yep. Lots of fall colors. It was a pretty drive up here. Looking forward to it back.
It really was. And also, you know, they just did trick-or-treating in this area yesterday, too, I heard.
Well, you know, I have to do my Walmart Plus order for the candy for trick-or-treating in northwest Arkansas because I believe that's tomorrow.
Yeah, for me, it's actually on Halloween in my area of Arkansas. But Dave, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you now what your favorite candy is.
Skittles.
All right, moving on. Anyways.
Well, Bo, what's your favorite Halloween candy? We haven't asked you this question yet.
So my favorite is Three Musketeers.
Okay.
And that's because you've got Chris, got Kirby, got me. We're the three musketeers for Walmart and Sam's Club Radio. There you go. All right.
If you said candy corn, I was turning your mic off.
Hey, I like candy corn. Don't be dissing on candy corn. All right, that's going to do it. Have a great, great day, everyone. A great weekend. Happy Halloween. We broadcast live from 1656, the grand reopening celebration. Wrapping things up here with Walmart and Sam's Club Radio.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.